So we would arrive at the farm, and there would be Bubbles, who had been farmed out to a neighbor over the winter. We as kids would spend the first 2 weeks going back to the farm Bubbles had been at to get her to come back to our farm now that we were at the farm. So that kept us active. We got our steps in, and we spent the summer with this wonderful old horse who had so much patience, and we did what kids do with a beautiful, old, patient farm horse. I mean, we rode four and five at a time, and we ran under her belly, and my brother would stand on her very broad back with his Superman cape flowing in the breeze, and he was on top of the world as he galloped down the road to the farmhouse.
So we know where the horse's name comes from. What about the foal?
The foal is the pet name of Seabiscuit, the legendary thoroughbred racehorse, was just so significant in the Great Depression. And Seabiscuit was underrated. Seabiscuit was not an attractive thoroughbred, gangly, kind of knock-kneed. But, you know, that horse proved everybody wrong and did so with the love and care of people like Charles and Marcella Howard and Tom Smith, the trainer, and Red Pollard, who was born in Edmonton, and George Wolfe, because George Wolfe raced Seabiscuit against War Admiral in 1938 when Red Pollard had been injured in an accident. And, of course, one of the characteristics of Seabiscuit when he was racing was that when he had the lead, he'd tend to pull back as one got to the finish line, which is not a good idea, of course, if you're in a horse race, and kind of taunt his opponent. So Red Pollard was able to coach George Wolfe, who is also a Canadian jockey out of Cardston. And so these two jockeys worked together on the right strategy, and so Seabiscuit beat the pants off War Admiral by, I do believe, four lengths in that race. And that, too, you see, was so big for the ordinary person, because War Admiral was a moneyed horse owned by the elite. So this kind of underdog horse from the West to come east and do what he did was pretty spectacular back in the day.
How did you connect with the University of Saskatchewan?
I grew up in Saskatchewan, North Battleford, Regina. My mother sent me off to the convent that was here in Saskatoon for grade 9. I failed miserably. So then she sent me to another convent in Rosetown. But there I had a point to prove, because apparently the sister told my father not to put too much faith in June Ann, because she would be a constant source of disappointment. So the good thing about that was that my dad told me that, right? So when I got sent to the second convent, I had that, I'll show you. And I went to that convent and made it through. And then I was living in Kindersley. And so I left home from Kindersley, and still have very good friends there, and it's a very special spot. All of those spots are special. You know, even the north end of Regina, 555 Pasqua Street, yeah.
Dr. June, can you speak to your reaction watching the demonstration this morning and seeing, being that close to it, but seeing that actually come to fruition from an idea full circle?
Absolutely astounding. You know, it's interesting, because when it hit me that when it comes to estate planning, and I'm like many people, like I was going, you know, I've worked hard. I worked over 60 years consistently. I never had a day that I did not have a job, and sometimes three jobs. And I thought, I need to make sure the money I leave behind has value, is helpful, creates goodness. So when it hit me that my pets, Bubbles, Biscuit, one of my fabulous dogs, Roxy Donaldson, gave me more joy more companionship, more love. I thought, wow, why don't I phone the university and see what I can do? Because it beats my money being spent on vehicles or vacations. And so I had that revelation actually in the middle of the night. I woke up and I thought, I am going to phone the University of Saskatchewan. And I did. And I phoned and I, Melissa, where are you? I got a hold of Melissa and we just kind of said, hello. And I said, it's me. And woof, here we are. Yeah.
And we're here and we just saw the demonstration. What did you think of it?
It was like stunningly amazing. And one of the things that I was told when I saw Biscuit at VSI and I was trying to pick her up is that full model, fulls can even weigh more than that. So the amount of strength that vets need to have to do safe foaling is really significant. It's just amazing. It's amazing.